Power 94 WJTT, it is the homie Big Tool, and this is Enter the Chat, where every Saturday morning we focus on local players, local coaches, local programs, or a local perspective on hip-hop and sports. You have entered the chat right now. Ladarius Hollingsworth Jr. has entered the chat with me. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So you are a running back at Chattanooga Christian CCS, and you are on pace for 2,200 yards, man. You're having a great season.
Sure, thank you.
So I think I have it down. You have 221 carries, 1,389 yards, and 15 touchdowns. So far.
Yes, sir.
Basically, with these numbers, like you've been a standout player, not just in Hamilton County, not just in the city of Chattanooga, but in the state overall. So congrats to you. You're doing a great job. So if I'm not mistaken, your biggest game so far this season was last Friday night. And who were y'all playing?
Lakeway Christian Academy.
All right. And tell me what your stat line was that night.
You know, I had 32 carries for 321 yards with 5 touchdowns.
Man, that is crazy. That's 10 yards a carry, averaging 5 touchdowns in that game. Not only you've been one of the greats in Chattanooga, and Hamilton County overall, but in the state. Tell me what some of the work you've had to put in to get to the position you're in right now.
I spent so much time in the offseason training, working hard, preparing for the season, working out with Coach Brown, Kalen Stewart with Beyond the Grind, also working out with a former player I used to play with. His name is Jermaine Stinson. He's off to college, and yeah, I just been working hard, preparing for this moment.
So tell me, did you expect to have this much success so far?
No, sir. It felt so unreal when I saw it and when I just put up these numbers, and I was just so surprised.
So you are a senior, right?
Yes, sir.
So tell me what your plans are after you finish up this senior season.
I plan to go to college, continue on my football career. Wherever God takes me, God leads me, I will follow his path and just continue playing football in college level.
And you've already got some offers. You've already got, I believe I've seen Minnesota, North College, Vermilion, Cumberland, just to name a few. So you're getting some letters. And with stats like these and games like last week, you're definitely be getting more letters. So we look forward to seeing what you do in the future, and we wish you lots of luck and lots of success.
Thanks.
But again, we want you to finish up this season strong. Keep doing what you're doing. So you had to face any adversity this season? Is there anything that you had to overcome to get you where you are right now?
A couple years ago, I had broke my knee, and then a couple years after that, I had to get surgery because one knee was like longer than the other one. But I just always put my faith in God and know that everything happened for a reason. So I trusted him. I be patient and let him do his work, and I continue out from there.
And now look at you, on pace to get 2,200 yards in your senior season, getting offers from universities to play at the next level. I know this got to feel exciting.
Yes, sir. It really is.
So tell me somebody or some people, maybe a group of people that have really pushed you to your limits that helped you get where you are today.
Well, I want to thank my parents for pushing me, especially my dad. He's like, every time I be with him, he'll be like, come on, do some push-ups. Let's go work out. Let's go hit some drills on another field. And also, I just want to thank my coaches, and coach, especially Coach Brown, for waking up at like 4 or 5 a.m. to go work out with him, getting that out the way early. And then I would go to Coach Kalen Stewart would be on the grind, and work out with him around 2 o'clock. And then just hit some push-ups at the end of my day.
Yeah, it's good to have those people that have supported you and pushed you. And I know your father. He's a good guy, so know how proud he is of you, how proud your whole family is of you. I've heard a lot of good things about you and a lot of cheering from your family, so definitely, we are fans here at Power 94 of yours, so just keep pushing, man. So when you're doing these workouts, you're getting prepared for the game, you're getting yourself in the zone, who are you listening to?
I'm listening to kind of like Lil Baby, Lil Durk, also like people like Kendrick Lamar and all of them. Just get me in the mindset ready for the game.
And any song in particular, like got a game coming up, is it what's your mindset right now? What are you thinking? What are you feeling? Like, what's going to get you in the zone? What's going to take you there?
Something to prove, because every game I think I have something to prove.
And you definitely been proving it. Let me tell you, you doing that. You proving it. So, hey, man, I appreciate you taking the time. Again, we wish you lots of luck. We are all fans of yours here at Power 94. Keep pushing. Keep doing your thing. And again, we look forward to seeing what you finish up with this year. And we also look forward to see what you do in the future. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. This is Big Tula and Ladarius Hollingsworth Jr., senior running back for Chattanooga Christian. You have entered the chat on Power 94.
Yeah.